Chapter 6, Responsibilities of the Young.
If the youth could only see how much good it is their power to accomplish, if they would make God their strength and wisdom, they would no longer pursue a course of careless indifference toward Him. They would no longer be swayed by the influence of those who are unconsecrated. Instead of feeling that an individual responsibility rests upon them to put forth efforts to do others good, and lead others to righteousness, they give themselves up to seek their own amusement. They are useless members of society and live as aimless lives as do the butterflies. The young may have a knowledge of the truth and believe it, but not live it. Such possess a dead faith. Their hearts are not reached so as to affect their conduct and character in the sight of God, and they are no nearer doing His will than are unbelievers. Their hearts do not conform to the will of God. They are at enmity with Him. Those who are devoted to amusements and who love the society of pleasure seekers have an aversion to religious exercises. Will the Master say to these youth who profess His name, "Well done, good and faithful servants," unless they are good and faithful? The young are in great danger. Great evil results from their light reading. Much time is lost which should be spent in useful employment. Some would even deprive themselves of sleep to finish some ridiculous love story. The world is flooded with novels of every description. Some are not of as dangerous a character as others. Some are immoral, low, and vulgar. Others are clothed with more refinement, but all are pernicious in their influence. Oh, that the young would reflect upon the influence which exciting stories have upon the mind. Can you, after such reading, open the Word of God and read the words of life with interest? Do you not find the Book of God uninteresting? The charm of that love story is upon the mind, destroying its healthy tone and making it impossible for you to fix your mind upon the important, solemn truths which concern your eternal interest. You sin against your parents in devoting to such a poor purpose the time which belongs to them, and you sin against God in thus using the time which should be spent in devotion to Him. It is the duty of the youth to encourage sobriety. Lightness, jesting, and joking will result in barrenness of soul and the loss of the favor of God. Many of you think you do not exert a bad influence upon others, and thus feel, in a measure, satisfied. But do you exert an influence for good? Do you seek in your conversation and acts to lead others to the Savior, or, if they profess Christ, to lead them to a closer walk with Him? The young should cultivate a spirit of devotion and piety. They cannot glorify God unless they constantly aim to attain unto the fullness of the stature of Christ, perfection in Christ Jesus. Let the Christian graces be and abound in you. Give to your Savior your best and holiest affections. Render entire obedience to His will. He will accept nothing short of this. Be not moved from your steadfastness by the jeers and scoffs of those whose minds are given to vanity. Follow your Savior through evil as well as good report. Count it all joy and a sacred honor to bear the cross of Christ. Jesus loves you. He died for you. Unless you seek to serve Him with your undivided affections, you will fail to perfect holiness in His fear, and you will be compelled to hear at last the fearful word, "Depart."